Welcome to the CNI Conversations for November 8th, 2011. This is Cliff Lynch, the director of CNI, and today we're going to have a short special edition of the CNI Conversation, which will serve to highlight some of the coming sessions and plans for our December membership meeting to be held in Arlington, Virginia on the 12th and the 13th. I thought this would be a timely moment to start making people aware of what we were planning, as Joan and I this week and late last week have pretty much put together the roster of breakout sessions, which should be going up on the web shortly. Before I get into those, though, I do want to talk about two other things. The first is the plenary sessions. I will be doing the opening plenary, surveying developments over the past year, talking a bit about some of the things that will, I think, be happening in the coming year, highlighting some things from our new program plan, which will be released in conjunction with the meeting. The closing plenary is going to be Professor Bill Michener of the University of New Mexico. Bill is an ecologist by training and has had a really long-standing interest in ecological informatics, the informatics of biodiversity and of life on Earth. He has run a number of large-scale projects and particularly over the past decade or so has become deeply interested in issues around cyber infrastructure and particularly some of the data curation specific issues around cyber infrastructure. He and I also share a common interest in some of the fascinating developments around citizen science, which we've talked about in previous conversations. Bill is the principal investigator of a very large-scale five-year project called Data One, O-N-E, which is one of the flagships of the NSF Office of Cyber Infrastructure DataNet program. This is a project with many, many collaborators around the world, which is trying to address issues throughout the life cycle of data management, ranging from how you initially store data to how others might rediscover it and assess its fitness for reuse in various contexts. And he'll be talking both about that project and about the way that it really enables new kinds of science. I think you'll find this a fascinating presentation. If you're not familiar with some of the things that Data One has been doing lately. I should confess, by the way, in the interests of full disclosure, that I am a member of the external advisory board for Data One and have had the privilege of getting to know Bill and some of his collaborators through that work. I should also mention that the previously announced plenary by Jim Duderstadt, the president emeritus of the University of Michigan, has been moved to the spring of 2012. He'll open our spring member meeting in Baltimore on April 2nd, and we'll be talking about the future of higher education and research universities. So that's just an extra treat to look forward to in the spring. Now, on to a few remarks about the breakout sessions. The first thing I should say is that we were absolutely overwhelmed with proposals for breakout sessions. We've had many, many more than we've ever had in the past, and many of them are wonderful. In response to this, Joan and I have made some adjustments to the schedule of the meeting, permitting us to have one more round of breakout sessions, of parallel sessions. So we'll do three sets of those on the first day, and then three sets on the second day. We've basically achieved that by tightening up some of the breaks a little bit and having a final round that are a few minutes shorter towards the end of the day on the Monday. We'll still have the regular reception and all of that following the last session at pretty much the usual time, and there'll be lots of time there to catch up with colleagues. So this will allow us to have an unprecedented number of breakout sessions featured. And I'm not going to walk through them all. We'll get into more of them as we go into the prepare the roadmap for the meeting. But I just wanted to highlight a number of the sort of themes that are running through here. There are many sessions that are dealing with issues around data management plans, around how to give faculty guidance on them, around specific programs that individual institutions are implementing to develop services that will provide options to their faculty and assist them in being responsive to the data management plan requirements. Some of these are multi-institutional collaborations. Some are institution-specific. We will have also a number of sessions on related areas such as institutional repositories and repositories at an above institutional scale, things like the Florida State Center for Library Automation, which has done a complete re-architecting and redevelopment of their digital preservation system, which serves a number of institutions in Florida. We've got a number of sessions dealing with specific areas in preservation and repositories as well. For example, Jerry McDonough from the University of Illinois Champaign-Urbana is going to talk about some of his work in preserving digital games. We've got a really interesting presentation on video search coming from the National Library of Medicine. Those types of things. Some work that has been going on at Carnegie Mellon on strategies for archiving executable content, which is a really understudied area in digital preservation, I think, and actually is a very interesting counterpoint to thinking about how one might preserve video games. Just picking up on a few other sessions that connect up to various themes around preservation and data management before I leave there. There's a session that's being given by Cornell and Columbia, which I think should be quite significant. They have been looking at the preservation status of their e-resources, and particularly, as I understand it, journals that they're receiving in electronic form, and have come up with some fairly disturbing numbers about the extent to which existing preservation services and strategies are really providing a preservation safety net for that material. We're also going to be getting an update from Bernie Riley at the Center for Research Libraries on the ISO standards work that's going on in the digital repositories area. I think that's one that is worth understanding the implications of. And finally, David Rosenthal from Stanford and the LOX Project is going to update his work on the financing of long-term storage. This is a theme that comes up very strongly as we try and figure out financial strategies to support preservation. And we've seen a couple of other reports on this subject at previous sessions, notably some of the work out of Princeton. David will provide a detailed update on his thinking in this area. Let me get off of preservation and data management, though, and jump to a few other areas. In the infrastructure area, we're going to be hearing from the folks at ORCID. This is an effort to establish a uniform author identifier system, which I think is gaining some momentum and is well worth understanding. We're going to hear about a great project to deal with oral history and a management environment for oral history at Columbia University. We've got a couple of sessions dealing with various aspects of metadata crowdsourcing, which I think is emerging as an important strategy. Gail McMillan from Virginia Tech will be talking about a survey that she has done of publishers as part of her work with electronic theses and dissertations, trying to understand what publishers are creating barriers by treating the dissemination of ETDs as prior publication. And I think getting some up-to-date data there is something that will be very helpful for institutions implementing or considering the implementation of ETD programs. Walter Schiller from LIBOR will be joining us to give us an update on Europeana and, in particular, the connections between European research libraries and Europeana. And I think this is quite timely as we think about some of our discussions here about the so-called Digital Public Library of America and what that might actually do if we built one. Certainly, some of the fine work that they've done on Europeana is one model that I think is attracting some serious consideration there. We'll be seeing a presentation from Emory University on spatial history tools and digital resources and the way they're using those for Project to Map Atlanta. We've got a very nice presentation from Cornell University and the University of Illinois looking at ideas that are driving technology innovation, sort of where does it come from and what propels it, and looking at this from an interinstitutional perspective. I think this should be a very thought-provoking session. We've got a session scheduled looking at online video creation by undergraduates, and particularly how that connects up with media literacy issues. That'll be from the University of Pennsylvania and Temple University. Tom Kramer from Stanford is going to update us on the development of an international image interoperability framework. This is one that a number of institutions have been working on, but I don't think has received a lot of press coverage to date, and should be an opportunity to really catch up on developments here. We'll also have a nice talk by Lee Dirks from Microsoft Research, kind of connecting up to a series of conferences and meetings that they've been sponsoring, and showing off some of the work they've been doing for next generation scholarly discovery, some of which they've now built into Microsoft Academic Search. And if you've not had an opportunity to look at those, they are well worth looking at. There's similar developments going on in some of the other search services, but I think it's really fascinating to actually see these pushed into operational deployment. The last session that I'll mention in this sort of breathless and incomplete survey, which I hope has just, if nothing else, given you a feel for the diversity and quality of some of the sessions we're going to be offering at our meeting, is we're going to have a report on HathiTrust and where that's headed. As some of you know, they held what they called a constitutional convention this October, which really started to sort through issues around collective priorities, goals, governance, and strategies going forward. And this will be an opportunity for all of us who haven't been directly, deeply involved in HathiTrust to get a much better understanding of this now very, very large-scale interinstitutional effort and where it's going. So we'll be back soon with another CNI conversation, which will return to our more usual reportage of events and developments. But in the interim, I look forward to seeing many of you at upcoming conferences and meetings, and hope that you can join us for our December member meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and this concludes our CNI Conversations special preview of the December 2011 member meeting.